Brady, this weekend, a heap of town villains will be climbing Mount Stuart, Mount Louisa, Mount Marlow, and Castle Hill, all kicking off at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
That's huge.
This is Climb for Jarrah. Chatting to Jodie at the moment. Jarrah's actually Jodie's nephew. Tell us about why you're doing this, Jodie.
So my nephew Jarrah was diagnosed with a very rare and incurable disease a few months ago. The disease is called ataxia telangiectasia, AT for short, and it's described as the worst symptoms of muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy and cystic fibrosis. There's only 40 children in Australia that have this disease, and their lifespan is usually only to 18. They're very susceptible to childhood cancers and everything. So all my family up here in Townsville just wanted to support something to just raise awareness for this and for other families going through the same thing. So we thought, we'll do this big climb tomorrow. So we've done that. And while I climb all the hills with my other couple of my kids and my sisters, and my parents can't walk, so they'll be man in the water stops. And one of my sons is actually, Braden, he's actually going to start riding Castle Hill when I start, and he'll ride Castle Hill continuously until I finish, which will be about 7 hours riding.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's intense. Are you like physically prepared for this? Are you fit?
Yeah. I do a lot of hiking, and I do some hiking with Michael Pugh's, like the Townsville Hike and Explore. So I've done some big hikes with them, but it'll be pretty taxing. But yeah, we'll get there. It'll be a good day. There'll be quite, I think there's about 20 of us. Some people will just join in and do one hill or two. There's about 7 of us, I think, are going to tackle all 4 of them.
Wow.
So yeah.
You're going to have to be tactical with your toilet breaks.
Yeah, so we've got a couple sort of on our ways around that we can sort of stop at. So it'll be quick transfers from the bottom of the hills to the next ones. And probably Mount Marlow is probably, I've done that a few times. It's quite overgrown. And last time a friend helped me tag it. So, because we got lost and that we saw about 5 snakes. So that's probably the most stressful one of all of them.
Now, Jarrah's a beautiful little boy. I'm checking out a photo of him right now. So you were saying he's most likely going to be in a wheelchair before he starts school, and he might not even live to 18.
No, so the lifespan's about 18. Like I said, they're very susceptible to leukemia, lymphoma cancers, and because of the condition, they can't have any chemo or radiation treatment. So, yeah, that's and like we knew nothing about this disease, so my family in Victoria are doing a lot of awareness, and I thought, well, you know what, let's go. I'm not sure if anyone up in North Queensland is going through it, but I thought, let's raise awareness. So we'll have our purple shirts on and Jarrah's journey. So if you see us walking around town, that's what we're doing.
So you're also raising money, Jodie. What specifically is this money going to go towards?
Yeah, so the money that I'm raising is for the family, for Jarrah and his family. I just want them to be able to, they live in country Victoria, and they are constantly in Melbourne at the moment, and that's going to be ongoing. So I just wanted to, through my family and friends and Facebook, to raise some money for them to go on a holiday so that he can, before he's in a wheelchair, so that he can have a run around with his brother and they can just sort of take some time out. So, and can I just say thank you, Strand Fitness. They've CBD, North Shore and CrossFit, they've been amazing. All their casual visits for the last 2 weeks, they're donating to the family as well. So they've been amazing.
If you want details and you'd like to donate as well, we're going to chuck them up at star1063.com.au. Thanks so much, Jodie, and good luck with your hike tomorrow.
And thank you for your time. Much appreciated.